Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Some of these showers moving in off the lake should be gone by noon, then chilly high of 52 degrees today and tonight. Freeze warning goes into effect for southeast Wisconsin. Our low temperatures dipping into the mid-30s by the lake could dip below 30 degrees away from Lake Michigan as we bring in Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Iznanski this morning. Hey, Niz, was that grapple I saw on the freeway on my way into work today?
Yeah, and there were some yesterday evening, too. In fact, I was at my daughter Olivia's soccer practice, and I was sitting in the car, obviously. It was definitely a sit-in-the-car practice last night.
Also, point of order, when the weatherman's sitting in the car during practice, that's not a good day to be out there.
No, and, like, literally I had, like, these, like, slush balls hitting the windshield. It was just, like you know, those melted snowflakes. You know, the moment they hit, they just kind of fall apart. You knew it wasn't going to accumulate or anything, but it was definitely – it catches you off surprise. And there's a lot of people who ask me the question, well, how does that happen when the temperature is still way above freezing? And really all it is it's that while we're sitting at 45 degrees here at the surface, just above the surface is below freezing. So it's able to kind of penetrate that little thin warm layer that we have at the surface and basically melt on contact.
Are we going to see more water spouts today?
Probably not. I think one of the ingredients that we had yesterday and today is that you still had, like, those breaks in the clouds where, like, the sun would shine briefly and, like, warm things up a little bit. We don't have that this morning, so probably not. However, there is, once again, some showers that have a little convective nature to it that are coming off of the lake. So it's certainly not out of question, just not quite the ingredients of what we had the last couple of days. What you really have this time of year is a body of water that's still sitting at close to 70 degrees. You get that cool air to come above it, and you automatically get the rise in air, which is one of the ingredients that you need for a tornado or a water spout in this case. It's water spout season for us.
And that freeze warning, that should take care of those box elder bugs, right? Like, can't we be done with those?
I swear, I think we got 2 years' supply of those box elders because they didn't die off last winter completely because we really didn't have winter.
Right.
And so, I mean, I think it will do a little bit to them, but in order to completely wipe them out, it takes a while. But yeah, no, they're out of control. Tonight will be the coldest night of the season by far. So if you're hanging on to like a couple more tomatoes that you want to keep going, you cover them up, you bring them in. But I mean, it's really that time of year for things to start to die off.
Are we firing up the furnace now? Is this
now?
Yes. I was asking you guys. I was planning on leading off with. I went into last night going, I'm holding strong. I'm doing good. And then I woke up this morning and it was 58 in the house.
And I, young children is. Like,
we have blankets. It's a thing.
Daddy, I'm cold.
So, like, one of the things, I'm technology savvy now. I have, like, you know, the Nest stuff. So I hop on the phone before I even crawl out of bed. And I got the furnace on before the kids even woke up. So everybody's good. Everybody's complaining. No complaints.
Hey, one more thing before we let you go. Talk about Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Iznanski. What gives with the fall colors, man? Like, every tree on my house, I call it my lot, my yard, right? I mean, I've got stuff that's not even trying to turn at this point. I mean, raking in December.
I think we're going to start to see that quickly change now. Yes, we are a little bit behind pace, but it's just simply because we really have had just like a really, well, obviously summer was a little bit warm. Spring was crazy warm. And fall has started off to be on the warm side as well. We haven't had those true chilly fall nights yet. And now that we have had a couple of those and we got a really good one coming tonight, I think you'll see things start to rapidly go. On average, third week, fourth week of October is when we peak. Maybe we'll be more towards like right at the end of October this year, Halloween time.
All right, throw another log on the fire, would you, Niz?
We'll do
those kids warm. Storm Team 4, Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski.